At the Winter Olympics in Turin today, a gold medal that was a long time coming for an Austrian skier. 32-year-old Michaela Dorfmeister won the women's downhill, mastering the Olympic course on a gray, windy day in the Italian Alps. The gold medal was the one big prize missing from Dorfmeister's distinguished career. The race also marked a notable comeback for an American skier involved in an ugly crash earlier this week. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The day began in the small alpine town of San Sicario Fritevi, home to the women's downhill, with several stories waiting to be told. There was the story of Michaela Dorfmeister and the elusive gold medal. There was the story of how the downhill course was changed after top skiers like American Lindsay Kildow complained that it was too slow. The changes made it a faster, bumpier course and certainly more dangerous, as was evident in the run-up to today's event. From here at the finish area, Lindsay Kildow is almost 2 miles up the mountain, getting ready to start this race, which is quite a story in itself. Just 2 days ago, Kildow, the number two downhiller in the world, she crashed hard on this course during a training run. Most Olympic viewers now have seen that terrifying video when she lost control. She did the split, she drove her knee into the ground, then flew through the air and landed on her back. She left the hospital after just 1 day with a bruised hip. Other than that, she was okay. But the question remained whether she'd be fit to race, and that was answered this morning just before the downhill started. And now she's up there at the top of the mountain ready to go.
Let's cheer on for Lindsay Kildow from the United States.
Let's go, Lindsay. Girl.
Five,
go on, Lindsay.
Four, three, go.
Talk about getting back up on the horse. Kildow shot out of the starting gate, and if she had any apprehension about being back on the course, it didn't show. At the bottom, however, it showed in her time. Kildow was one of the pre-event favorites, but she finished 1.29 seconds behind the leader, Dorfmeister. Kildow tied for eighth place. The pain was something I was going to take no matter what, Kildow said after her run. She said she was 70% fit and was hurting more in her back than in her severely bruised hip. Her rivals marveled at Kildow's ability to come back and be competitive so quickly. Kildow said she was disappointed, as her story and everyone else's gave way to Dorfmeister.
Ja, das wäre jetzt zu verwegen, um zu sagen, ich habe gewusst, dass ich gewinne, aber ich hatte ein sehr,
it would be too arrogant to say that I was sure that it would be my day that I would win, but I must say that I felt very well, and unlike the last races where I was full of doubts, today I had no doubts.
Maybe not before and during the race, but afterwards, Dorfmeister looked like a wreck in the finish area, watching nervously as each skier came down. Sweden's Anja Persson got close. She won the bronze medal. Martina Schild of Switzerland got closer. She won the silver. When it was obvious that no one would beat Dorfmeister, she cried. A resume that included numerous world championships and a silver Olympic medal from 4 years ago, she missed the gold by 1/100th of a second, all that hardware moved down a notch. Now that she had her Olympic title, Dorfmeister will retire at the end of the current World Cup season. Tom Goldman, NPR News.